Well, TK backs them every week. That's his sports bet.
Sydney keep going,
FC,
you good things.
And quite rightly so, because they just keep winning. Steve Corriker is joining us now. G'day, Steve.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good, mate. What a great season. I suppose you've just got on that roll. It's kept going.
Yeah, it has. You know, we had just had the one slip up against our arch rivals there against the Wanderers, but otherwise it's been carrying on as usual. 3 points and trying to make history with the club and create history with like the most points of the A-League ever.
Steve, what's been the secret? I know the personnel's very, very good, right? And you've got good depth. But what's been the, you know, you've been involved with really successful clubs. What do you see here that really makes this group special?
Well, I think obviously the playing group is well together. You know, they're a good bunch of boys, good experience between them. The players that have come in have got experience, a few young boys as well in there. And they've got a good bond, really, and it's growing within the group, you know, by winning. And they believe in each other, and, you know, they believe they just want to create history and win everything. So, you know, when you've got a group like that, it's very easy to coach and just put them on the right track.
Yeah,
and I suppose a big focus is not be resting on your laurels, the fact that you've had this big lead. It's 11 points at the moment. Yep. I mean, there is a chance in sporting teams that you sort of can back off just slightly.
Yeah, of course. We've got to drive them every week. It's not like we don't do that. Every week we come up with different ways to do that and to try and put a carrot in front of them to do the best they can each week. And, you know, they've been doing that, I think. You know, now you can see they're just doing it to create history at the club and be the most successful team in the A-League, and that's 58 points, and that's what we're striving for at the moment. Of course, we've got the big lead, but it's not about that. It's about, you know, being the best team in A-League history at the moment.
Mate, it's funny. I guess in most competitions right around the world, it is first past the post system, Steve, here, because the nature of, you know, our other footy codes.
Yeah.
I actually like the final system, but it can be cruel.
It can be as well, especially if you look at us now, 11 points clear. You know, we will go on and win the minor premiership. And then it's a new competition, really, with the final series. Mm. But, you know, that's what we're drumming into them as well, you know. We've got to concentrate all the way. We've got 7 games to go, 5 in the A-League and then another 2 in the finals. And, you know, we've got to stay concentrated. We can't, you know, let up for 1 second because, you know, we don't want to slip up. So that's what we're pushing them and keeping them focused for that grand final.
Ryan Grant, Danny Vukovic, mate, they've been included in the Socceroos squad, but Vukovic in particular, that's a 7-year exodus from the national team, you know, so it's unbelievable.
Good comeback.
Such a good year. It's, you know, it's great for him. And Ryan Grant as well, you know, I think he's been one of the standouts for us at right fullback. He does a lot of work up and down the right side there, and he's even pitched in with a few goals, so that's great. And for Danny, you know, we're so solid at the back. He makes us solid at the back. You know, we've only conceded 11 goals in 22 games. So that's, you know, a credit to him as well. Starting, you know, with the front boys, we defend from the front, but he's the final piece of the puzzle there at the back, and he's doing a fantastic job.
Steve, you were involved when this was the big game for you guys, wasn't it? In the marquee sort of matchup, Sydney FC v Central Coast, the old F3 derby, they now call what? The M1.
Yeah, well, this was our first year grand final after Central Coast, so it brings back good memories, this game. You know, we've always had fantastic games against them. Up there, we won 5-4. You know, there's been a lot of goals scored in these games, and I'm sure there will be tonight as well. We're looking forward to a good game. Hope get a good crowd out there to support us on, because, you know, the boys are playing so well. It's a very attractive football to watch, and, you know, we'll be right behind them.
Did you watch the Barcelona comeback?
Oh, unbelievable, wasn't it?
Wasn't it?
We were actually all together with Arnie and all the coaching staff watching it together, and it was amazing. You know, what a fantastic team and a great comeback for them. So.
Yeah, they've got some serious players.
Yeah, they do. They have a bit bigger budget than what we've got, but
amazing.
Was it? You reckon that was a penalty?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't?
Well, I just thought he just touched him on the shoulder, and next minute Neymar's grabbing his head.
He does it well, though. You know, the Brazilians.
Yeah, I didn't think. I didn't think it was major interference. So I guess he did lay a hand on him.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, these days the TV is going to come into the video refs are coming into the final series as well now. So that's going to be interesting.
Oh, you'll have more drama then. Don't worry.
Oh, of course. We've always got drama at the moment, mate. So with them coming in, I'm sure it's going to be even more exciting.
Hey, Steve, always good to chat, mate. Thanks for joining us, and good luck tonight.
Good. Thank you, guys.